הגודנר רב שבס, יש הכרח. The parasha begins, Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avrom, Avrom hoilu des Yitzchak. So it's obvious that that hemshech of the pasuk seems to be l'loy tzorech, right? Eila told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. Avrom hoilu des Yitzchok. If it's Yitzchok ben Avrom, so it's Avrom hoilu des Yitzchok. So Rashi brings on a chazal, but even after the chazal, it's tzorechian. Rashi brings on a chazal. L'acha shekoa kodesh boch shmei Avrom. Vos tutzachto. Huskak loimar Avrom hoilu des Yitzchok. Why? Lufi shehoyu leitzonei hado oimri me'avimelech nesab roso. Ma'os ha'kodesh Baruch Hu tzor klas t'ponov shel Yitzchok doim al Avrom ve'yidu ha'koil Avrom hoilu des Yitzchok. V'zehu shekosev kan. Yitzchok ben Avrom hoyo sharei edus yesh sh'Avrom hoilu des Yitzchok. So this is found in the Rabbe, in the Tanchumeh. Medroshe Chazal. So the way Rashi is reading the pasuk, Eila told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. How do you know Yitzchok ben Avrom? Everybody knew. It was like there was an open edus. Avrom oilu des Yitzchok. That's what the pasuk is being mamshach. So even after we have the Chazal, it's very unclear what's it doing here. When Yitzchok was born, we could have had such a chazal. Mistama, by now, one can assume that 40 years after Yitzchok was born, whatever the tumult was 40 years before, and the Rebbeinu Shem already made Tzor Kalas Taponov, the Rebbeinu Shem made Yitzchok look like Avram, so there was no debate. You know, when a baby's born, the mother's side says it looks like the mother, the father's side of the family says it looks like the father. Usually it's Elu ve'Elu, or neither. But by now, whatever Rashi is bringing down here from Chazal, by now was already established. It's 40 years already. It's 40 years that everybody was able to testify. Avrom hoilu des Yitzchok. This is not a new thing. It wasn't a Naya Mazel Tov here. This is 40 years later. So if even after we have this Chazal, Chazal is just explaining to us why they would be in need of repetition. What's the repetition? Eila told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. It's telling you these Bernishim did a special ness that Avrom mamish, the kolast upon him of Yitzchok was exactly, not just the similarity, obviously, not just the normal, familiar resemblance. This was something unique. That everybody said, even the late Sonim, was shut up. What's it doing here? So that still remains a tzorichi in God. What's it saying over here? Rashi says another point, which is extremely difficult, and many of the farshim ask what Rashi wants. Eila told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. Rashi really explains to us the whole shame of the parasha. Eila told us Yitzchok ben Avrom. Yaakov ve'esav amru m'parasha. That's this parasha. It's parashas told us. We have two parashas in Bereishis that start with told us. One is parashas Noach. One is parashas told us. And the emes is that one would have thought that if you were giving a shame to the parasha, v'yikori shmoi b'Yisrael, you would say parashas Noach, maybe that should be called parashas told us. Because Noach, shayin, yesh toshim l'shvach, yesh toshim l'gnai, Noach, taka, big tzaddik, but Noach. The Ikur Noach is that the world came from Noach. Everybody's called B'nai Noach. So Noach would make sense there. Parshas told us. Maybe. And here we're dealing with Yitzchok. Eila told us Yitzchok. Should be Parshas Yitzchok. Right? So Rashi tells us in a Beremiza that this is what the parsha is about. The parasha here is about Yaakov ve'Esav Amurim b'parasha. This is what it's all about. Interesting it is as well, is that Rashi gives equal ground to Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav are moving b'parsh. As we go on, the Torah HaKadoshah goes through the told us of Esav Taka. And if you take a look later on, when Yaakov and Esav meet, and the Torah goes through the told us of Edom, and it's the end of Parshas Vayishlach, goes through, Ela told us Esav who Edom. And the whole thing, it's Perek Lamed Vav, and it goes here for 42, 43 Psukim. Who does it again? Chazal tell us that Esav is quickly put out of the way. We quickly get Esav out of the picture. 43 Psukim. Done, taken care of. Obligation fulfilled. Obligation fulfilled. Lahavdil, when you read a book, so there's always, there's a lot of times there's acknowledgments, different people that contributed to the author. Whether they contributed to the author's education, right, perspectives, and he acknowledges. Anybody that reads those acknowledgments could quickly pick up who was very impacting on the author, who was a little impacting, and who they put in because their wife told them they shouldn't forget that person. But then what Yaitse given? That they could tell the wife, you see, it's there. I mentioned your Aunt Sadie. Yeah? So Lahavdil, Chazal are telling us that Esav was such a... We get him out of the way. He's brought down. He's fought a son of Yitzchak Avinu. But we get him out of the way. That's the picture we get in Parshas Vayishlach. But in Parshas Toldos, Rashi introduces the parasha by saying, Yaakov Esav Amurim Beparsha. And Taka, this week's parasha, is very heavy weighted on both ends. On Yaakov and Lahavdil Esav. They're put together. They're given equal space. And Rashi's pointing that out to us. Rashi's telling us that in his couple of words. Yaakov Esav Amurim Beparsha, that's what he's telling us. But still doesn't answer why. What's Taka Pshat? You go on, the Pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchok L'noichach Ishtoi Ki HaKorahi. And Yitzchok davened to his wife, for his wife, on behalf of his wife, because she's an Akora. Vayyosu Lo Yashem. Hashem answered him. The Torah is very clear that even though Yitzchak and Rivka were davening, and the Torah doesn't specifically talk about Rivka's tefillah, but it mentions it in Permiza, L'noichach Ishtoi. Chazal tell us this one was davening in this corner, this one was davening in that corner. But Yitzchak's tefillah gets center stage. And then the Torah says the word straight out, Vayyoser lo Yashem. Comes Chazal, Rashi brings it down, Vayyoser lo Yashem. Loi v'loi lo. Very strong Chazal. Loi v'loi lo. Hashem answered his tefillah, and not her tefillah. She'en edoyme, tefillah sadik ben sadik, or tefillah sadik ben rosh. Or tefillah sadik ben rosh, or tefillah sadik ben sadik. That's a gemara in Yevam, Mestav Samach Dalet, which is really brought down in many, many places in the Poiskim, in the Rishonim, in the Gedolei Achronim, because it has halachic relevance, right? It seems to have halachic relevance, right? It seems to have halachic relevance, because it sounds like if you have an opportunity of the same level tzaddik, but you could get a tzaddik ben tzaddik, that's a much higher level. So there are two strong ha'oras. One on the Chazal itself, and one on the path that the Rishonim and the Poskim take. On the Chazal itself, it seems to be Mamish Apella. You're talking about Rivka Imenu. You're talking about one of the ishets of Kani Yishba'olam, one of the mois of Klal Yisrael. She overcame her whole background. That's why the Torah starts by saying, Rivka bas Pesuel, Achois Lavan. Chazal tells, look what happened to her, Kishashana ben Achoichet. Look what she turned out to be. This is Rivka. So now you want to tell me that for some reason, Yitzchak's tefillah is better. Without getting into why, what, when, how, okay. I mean, both of those tefillahs are amazing, right? We can't imagine Yom Kippur, Nila, while we're saying Hashem Hu Elokim, we can't even imagine this tefillah of Rivka or Yitzchak. It's completely out of our range. We know that every tefillah is Einoi Shav Reka. Every tefillah. I often tell you, B'Shem Rabbeinu B'Chayai, that the tefillah that in Sefer Bereishis, that we look at as probably the most wasted tefillah, Avram Davin Fisdaim. The Torah elaborates how much he davened. What came out of that tefillah? Guess what? You know what came out of that tefillah? Melech HaMoshiach. Lot was saved. And according to Chazal, part of the fact of Atzolas Lot was part of a byproduct of that tefillah. So, this was huge. The tefillah that we would think was just, you know, dead end, was eternal. Nitzchias. So imagine Rivka's tefillah. Imagine Rivka's tefillah. Is it imaginable that Yaakov Avinu never said a teretz on Rabbi Kiva's kasha in the schus of Rivka's tefillah? It impacted zero. Vayosu loy Hashem loy v'loy lo. You could say, you know what? It was a 52-48. Wasn't 50-50. He's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. His tefillah, 52. His tefillah is better. Wasn't a shutfis. That itself is a question, but let's say, maybe. Loy v'loy lo. How do we wrap our heads around such a chazal? Him and not her. Imagine as Ashmais. Imagine we get together and we daven and we daven for Klal Yisrael, we daven. So at the end of davening, somebody goes, okay, his tefillah counted, all of you are zero. Here's a shtickel Miley, he was wearing the Baal Shem Tov's gartel. So you're all zero. Listen, he has a gartel from the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, I hear, it's a chosh of a gartel. So we're all zero. How do you understand such a chazal? The Rosh, in his tshuvas, seems to completely ignore this chazal. And the Rosh deals with the shaila, if you have a baal tefillah, and you have a choice to take two baal tefillah. One is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, one comes from a mishpocha miyuchesus, and the other guy, he's a big tzaddik, but he comes from a colored past. So who do you pick? And the Rosh brings down that the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Shaila Jostamaze. Shatz, you know, he should have a Shem Ra, he should have a Shem Toiv, he should have a Averus, Merutz Elohim, brings down the Milas that a Shatz should have, a Shlich Tzibur should have. The Torah brings down a Tshuva that his father, the Rosh, wrote, and the Rosh said, Toiv lekarev mizera arachoikim. Take the shlich tzibur that comes from a far place, a checkered past. I thought the Gemara Yevama says fakir. This is what all the achronim ask on the Rosh. And if you look over here, you'll see that the Taz discusses it. The Mogen Avraham discusses it. All the Achronim talk about this inyan. And they ask the question, what's Pshat in the Rosh? And everybody takes a different approach how to be metaretz the Rosh. Mashal already tackles the issue. What's pshat in the Rosh? And there are a bunch of tichutzim lach. What's pshat in the Rosh? Lu'umas, the Gemara in Yevam and Samach Dalad, there's a Gemara in Tainus Chof Hei. And the Gemara in Tainus and Chof Hei seems to say the opposite. It seems to say that the tefillah of somebody who comes from Mavral Midoisev, the way many explain the Gemara, the Chiluk between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva, depends where you come from. Rebbe Lezer was 10 Doris, Ezra, it was easy for him. That's why his tefillah wasn't answered as quickly. So it almost sounds like the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara says, Loi Mimnei Shezeh Godol Mizeh. These two great Tanoim, one wasn't greater than the other. Elozem Mavral Midoisev, this one was Mavral Midoisev. What does Mavral Midoisev mean? So one way you could learn is a characteristic that they themselves had. But that Achroinim ask, what do you mean? Then it's Zeh Godol Mizeh. What do you mean, Loi Mimnei Shezeh Godol Mizeh? Then that is a Maila. So many explain the Gemara, and that's how the Chidah understands the Gemara, is it depends where you come from. Rebbe Lezer came from Ezra HaSofer. He had a Yichas Dorach HaDor after such a great past, such a great lingage, that for him, Memela, it's even a bigger Madrege. So that seems to be a contradiction with the Sugi Yevamos. So either way, you have to juggle that. Again, you could learn the Gemara in Tainus differently and make it not such a stira. But simply, seems to be a shtickle stira. And in fact, many say that the Gemara in Tainus is a mocker to the Sheet of the Rashi. But I would suggest that the Gemara in Tainus doesn't sound like it's saying exactly what the Rosh is saying, because the Rosh uses a different lashon. The Rosh doesn't say that the one that the tzaddik ben Rosha, or the tzaddik ben whatever, right, the lack of yichas in this guy, is a maila. He says, toiv lekarev. It sounds like he's talking to the tzibur. Doesn't sound like he's talking to the baal tefillah. The Rosh sounds like he's talking to the tzibur, which is really what I think is how the mashal understood, how to navigate it. Very strong words Rivka Imenu uses. She has this, the children are fighting, they're jumping around, Chazal tell us, Beis Avodah Zarah, Beis Medrash, back and forth. And she goes and she says, uses the Lashon, Im Kain, Lomo Ze Onoichi. What do I need this whole thing for? Rashi says, What I have to daven? Rashi specifically talks about mispala, lispala ala heroyen. Could you imagine? Lispala, lomaz anoichi, misave u mispalelas ala heroyen. What do I need it for? Interesting that we zero in here on tefillah, going back to the tefillah department. What is the tefillah? There's a fascinating Briskerov. The way the Briskerov understands, it's clear why Rivka was busy with this, and Yitzchak didn't get involved. She didn't go to, doesn't sound like she went to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was not involved in this whole issue. The Briskerov has a very, very compelling machshove. You have to know how it fits with Parshas Bereishis, but the Briskerov wants to say that a father, there's a big difference between a father and a mother. A father is chayiv in Pilya V'Livya. You never question, yes, a child, not a child, should I have a child, should I not have a child? That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. Yeshaya Anovi tells Chizkiyo HaMelech, Bahadi Kishra Achmona Lomoloch. Doesn't matter. You have to have a child. You have a mitzvah. You can't question your mitzvah. Azoi Zogt, the Briskerov. He says that's why for Yitzchak there's no issue. Doesn't matter. Rivka on the other hand, she's not mechuyev in Pilya V'Livya. If you're not mechuyev in Pilya V'Livya, you can't say Bahadi Kiv Shirachmon Olam Olach. That's only a tain on somebody who has a chiyev. Somebody has a mitzvah. They on them there's a concept. Not on a woman. It's takik a paskin la'alocha that a woman's not mechuyev b'yavod. It's recommended. It's recommended she shouldn't live alone. Chazal talk down. It brings bad things, but it's not obligatory. So the concept, if a woman l'moshel had a nevuah that she's going to have compromised offspring, so mamela. Mamela, she doesn't have a reason why she has to get married. That's the point of the Briskerov. That's the Yosef of Briskerov. Lamaisa, the Ha'ara, a big Ha'ara on the Briskerov, is that if you go back to Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk over there talks about Lemech, Vayomer Lemech Lenoshav Adovetzida Shman Koili. What was the dispute there? What was the between him and his wives and what it? So Rashi brings on a fascinating chazal. The wives of Lemech, Porshois Mimenu. They stayed away from him. They didn't want to have more children from him. When? Listen to this Rashi. Mishekimu Pirya Vagivya. After the wives of Lemech, already in Makai and Piri of Arivia, they said, okay, Adkan, we don't want to do more. Why not? So Rashi, Lufi Shenigzer Ogzera Lachalo Izare Shulkayin Lachar Shivadoris. There was a Gzera. And that Gzera was, they didn't want to deal with that Gzera. Om Umanu Yoldus Lovatolo, Lamocha Mabul Bo Vishoyte Vesakwe. So what do you see from this chazal? You see that even the wives of Lemech, this is not Rivka Imenu, the wives of Lemech, loy ol sal daiton, they didn't think of being perished from their husband until they were Makayim, till there was a kiyum of Piri Vagivya, even though they weren't Mechuyiv. So you see the element of Bahadi Kivshe Drachman Alamalach Lechayra, even on a woman. At least from a hashkafa standpoint. I'm not saying from a halacha standpoint. So it makes it very challenging to understand, to just take the Briskerov alone and say, oh, now we understand. There has to be something more here. Something more tomon. What's more, what's buried deeper? Several years ago, we were aiming, I'm going to skip to the end because we're getting late here. The end of the parasha, the whole inyan of the brachas. Obviously, the whole, from beginning to end, the whole parasha, how Yitzchak Avinu, you know, connects to Esav on any level, is tzarchian. But he does. And at the end, Yitzchak comes to the conclusion. I'm not going to call it realization because Yitzchak realized everything. Right? Yitzchak realized everything. But he comes to the conclusion at the end of the parasha that Yaakov is the one. Yaakov, meaning in totality. He has to reject Esav. He must reject him. Throughout the parasha, Yitzchak Avinu challenges himself to Vayav Yitzchak as Esav. He challenges himself. Don't think it's easy. Okay? You have a son like Esav, it's not easy. Right? He challenged himself to connect to Esav. But the end he says, that's it, Gam Baruch Yeh. At the end of the parasha, Hashem gives him for some reason, a ha'ara. Hashem is meir him. That this is what Esav is. So, number one, and this is not even a question that really we can ask. I'm just it's more inquisitive than it's really not a question. Is why talking to the Rebbeinu Shlom not give Yitzchak Avinu the Meiras Einayim that Rivka had? Rivka seemed to have had it all along. That this is a no go. The Rebbeinu Shlom decided that until the end, Yitzchak Avinu should still be working with Esav, handling with Esav, Heich Ma'aser Nesamelech. Tamaratzes shebamaratzes. Right? They weren't handling the chazanish and kilayim. They were handling taking ma'aser from salt, which is narishkeit shebenarishkeit. Yeah? So, but what does the pasuk say? And this several years ago, I asked this question. Vayorach es reach begodov vayivochehu. What is reach begodov? So Rashi says, Vayorach es reach begodov. Rashi says that what is this? This was boigdov, right? This was boigdov. Who were the boigdov? Rashi doesn't bring down the Maimer Chazal. The full Maimer Chazal on this pasuk of Reach Begodov wasn't just Gan Eden. Boigdov literally means the rebels, the ones that revolted. And these were bad people. These were people that sinned. Big Bali Avera. Yesus ben Mishisa, Torahs. These weren't from our best. These weren't the champions of Klal Yisrael. But this is what Yitzchak smelled. It's a Pelo Gadol. If Yitzchak Avinu is the whole time he's challenging himself, Makar of Esav. Esav also has to be part of the package. Now that I see these rebels. Now that I see the rebels that come out of Yaakov, oh, now everything is gewaltic. What's going on? By Yaakov Avinu, we almost find it. Mamamish Moshe Kepoya. Mi'elan, when he saw Yeravim Ben Nevat, and this made him all sosom. And here it's almost the reverse effect that Yaakov Avinu had in Parshas Vayechi. In Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu gets darkened. His eyes get darkened, his gili gets darkened when he sees from Menashe, whatever, anything that's not going to be so gevaldic. And here, Vayorach esreach begodov, I'll take me begodov ala boigdov. How do you understand such a thing? Vifa statement. So Rabbi say, I'll tell you what I think, Meken Zogendo. And it really will answer the whole, all the questions that we were discussing, all the questions, including the Pell on the Rush, including the Pell on the Rush. The mission of Klal Yisrael is that we are Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. There's an Arvus that we have to each other. And that Arvus never ends. That Arvus never ends. Every Yid has a Toich Toich. That's toiv, like the Rambam says in Ilchos Gerushin. And we are Ravim Zeluzah. We are Ravim Zeluzah. And our Ovos HaKadoshim, who were my service Simon Labonim, they had to create that within the fiber of Klal Yisrael. It's not by chance. Everything that happened by the Ovos Simon, my service Simon Labonim, I often say, when Moshe Rabbeinu, according to one Chazal in the Gemara in Zvochim, Moshe Rabbeinu's own children, you hear? Moshe Rabbeinu's own two children were not by Har Sinai. There's a man, the Omer in Zvochim, who says, Yisroi la'achar matan Torah bo. Yisroi came after matan Torah. According to that opinion, that means Yisroi and Eliezer and Gershon came after matan Torah. That means Moshe Rabbeinu's own two sons were not by matan Torah. So all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, Atzoyv Kol Aderis, all by Matan Torah. Every Jew, Hakim is Matan Torah. Hakim is Matan Torah. Well, Havdol Favdol, I said over this Chazal, I don't know, it's close to 30 years ago, when somebody in my community came to me, and they asked me, a Shaila, they wanted to take their kid out of yeshiva. It wasn't by us. The kid was in yeshiva Ketana somewhere, one of the local yeshiva Ketanas in Muncie. And it was then the Super Bowl was in Los Angeles. And they wanted to take their son out of yeshiva for a couple days. They're going to fly to Los Angeles and watch it together. Biyachad. Ki yishechod b'leiv echod. Because you can't. It's ene doyme shmiel ria and ene doyme ria not live to ria live. It's you have to be there. And he had all kinds of tightness that the yeshiva that his kid was in couldn't understand that that's a valid reason to take his kid out of yeshiva for a week. or whatever the amount of days that were necessary. Obviously, take a kid to California in a Super Bowl in elementary school, it's a week of yeshiva, basically, by the time you're finished, if you're lucky. So the yeshiva didn't see. He was trying to explain the way he was being masber to me. He said, you know, I said, you know, I'm a complete amort. I mean, I only learned about Super Bowl after I became Rav. As a kid, it was, I never spoke about it, never heard it, garnished. I probably heard, you know, such a zero, mamish zero. I came to shul the night of Super Bowl, my first year, I was Rav, 35 years ago. I came to shul to give shir. And the whole shir then was, you know, a couple of guys at night came to learn in the shul. So I come to shul. I yell at Einel. Nobody's there. I had no idea. Loi Shabbos Hayoyim, Loi Chodesh Hayoyim. I looked at my calendar. It wasn't Erev. I know Erev Yom Kippur. They were Mevatel Beis Medrash Erev Pesach. It wasn't the days that I brought down in the Gemara. So those days, we only had regular phones. So I call one of the Mamish Tmidim Kesidron, the guy who never misses. What am I missing? I don't know what happened. Is there? I don't know what's going on. There's nobody there. It was black. You know when you feel the choshech. Like I felt like nobody's thinking even of being here. You could feel it in the air. I call. The guy's wife picks up the phone and you could hear she's all fatumled. I said, "Where's your husband?" Let's say he's Beryl. Where's Beryl? Is he around? She goes, "Yeah, he's around." I said, "Well, he's not by the shear." She was like, Is the guy talk to him? Yeah, sure. Anyway, he comes to the phone. Beryl comes to the phone. His name wasn't Beryl. Beryl comes to the phone. Say, Beryl, where are you? This is, it's not even paraphrasing, kimat exact, quote unquote. Rabbi, you got to be kidding. I said, what do you mean? It's Super Bowl! Well, may cover my kasova. And you have a havamina. Imam, I was the fool. Not pshat, he didn't feel guilty. He felt bad for me. Where are you? Hello? Columbus discovered America. Where are you? What planet are you on? So this guy was trying to be masber to me that, listen, you know. You got the father and son biyachad have to be together biyachad in Los Angeles live. The Messiah. This is the Messiah. So Baruch Hashem, I got him. I changed his mind. I changed his decision. Changed his decision. That kid is a tremendous Ben Torah today. Marbet Torah. That kid. So Vaistokha is not going, he still was able to chop the Messiah. Even without, maybe he watched it, but not live together with his father, Biyachad. Moshe Rabbeinu Lahav L'Elef Havdolos doesn't have his own son by Matan Torah? He's the Moshe Torah Yisrael. He doesn't bring his own kid? It's pshat. It would be beyond foolish for one to think that Moshe Rabbeinu the next morning went, ooh, forgot to bring the boys. Wow, can't believe it. It was on my to-do list. I put it in my notes on my phone. The pshat is a poshet, Rabbi Yisai. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melamed Torah Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had a mission to show us two things. How do you accept the Torah on Har Sinai? And then Moshe had to show us, and how do you give it over to somebody that was not there? That's part of Moshe's job. Part of Moshe's job is, and how do you teach it to somebody that was not there? The Rambam Shrait, Einenu Rov V'lo Zor. Anybody who was there. So the Rambam, the way the Rambam brings out that strength, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us that also with his own children. That's why I'm saying, according to that Mandoma, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring his own sons. It was b'mechuvim. Yitzchak Avinu had a job. His job as being the Av of Klal Yisrael was to integrate in Klal Yisrael. What do we do with our Esavs? What do you do with Esav? What do we do with our Esavs? You don't throw them out. You don't forget about them. Kol Yisrael Arevim, zeh lazeh. And that's why Yitzchak Avinu's mission was to go and see that there should be a kiyum from him. Until we'll see, but until. But that was his job. Yitzchak Avinu saw that as the challenge. Yaakov Avinu, that's the easy. That's the easy piece. I always tell that to parents. If you have one challenging kid, don't throw up your hands. That's your kid. That's your Gan Eden ticket. That kid, that's your Gan Eden ticket. That's your job. That's your job. The other kid is there to offset, to make it easier to deal with this one. Nice people tell me, Rabbi, all my others are so perfect. Don't this one. Like, it's almost like something went wrong. Let's check with Dari Sharon. Fakert. That's your mission. That's your job. That was Yitzchak's job. It's not like Yishmael, where he's not miyuchas after Avraham Avinu. Shvuluchem poyim achamor. One of the tremendous lessons of this week's parasha is Yaakov ve'Esav amur b'parasha. Even though ultimately Esav gets severed, but we learn from the Esav how to deal from within when we have an Esav, when we have another mimeyachi paredu. And that became part of the, and that was Rivka Imenu's question. She didn't understand. Loma ze anoichi, Chazal say zez yud beis shvatim. She didn't realize that was still a mission that was needed. Mission number one was Yishmael, and he was completely not part of the package. Am adoim alachmo. Esav is part of Yitzchak. And that's why Chazal say, ki be Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. Esav is part of Yitzchak. It's just, it's ki be Yitzchak. And why did the Abish to do that? Why did the Abish to do like Yishmael, if there had to be an Esav, make him like Am adoim alachmo? Yitzchak also could have had a shifcha, and Esav could have come out just like Yishmael, because he was integrating in Klal Yisrael of Ayav Yitzchak as Esav. Yitzchak Avinu was integrating in us the ability how to deal with such a maaseh. That also has to be part of the fiber of Klal Yisrael. And that was the issue. And that's why at the end of the parasha, when Yitzchak Avinu sees that even the Boigdom of Klal Yisrael came back, he said, oh, mission accomplished. Vayorach esreich begodov. Mission accomplished. The Vayav Yitzchak as Esav was accomplished. V'arai, even the Boigdei Yisrael were able to be brought back. Yitzchak Avinu knew this from day one. So when Yitzchak davened, the way Avraham Avinu taught him. Avraham Avinu taught him that he's going to have to be a mechanech of all types. That's part of what's going to become part of Klal Yisrael. That's what he davened for. Rivka was Bas Besuel, Achois Lovan. She davened, I should only have tzaddik. I want only tzaddik. She knew what a rush is. She was super focused. No Russia. Ain't it doing with Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik with Tfilas Tzadik ben Russia? Vayyosu lo yashem! Shnei goyim imeyachi poredu! Loy v'loy lo! Loy v'loy lo! Rivka was davening that there should be what? A Yankif! And two Yankifs! And 12 Yankifs! She wasn't davening that we should have to deal with an Esav. That has to be part of the package. That Skenzai and Esav, whatever the mission now is, that could be part of the mission. That wasn't in her calculus. Zok the Rosh. But now in Klal Yisrael, when we have a Shliach Tzibur, and we have the ability to be Makar of that Shliach Tzibur, that's in the vein of Yitzchok. Not only is it not a contradiction, that's in the Darkei Shel Yitzchok. That's part of the Vayah of Yitzchok Aseizah. Zok the Rosh, he doesn't say Toiv, that shots is a better shot. Toiv Lekarev. It's our schus, it's the Tzibur's schus to be Makar of that Shliach Tzibur. Toiv Lekarev. Sholem, Sholem, L'rochek V'lekolev. So not only is it not a contradiction with the Gemara in Yevamos, I don't want to say it is the Gemara in Yevamos, it complements the Gemara in Yevamos. It complements it. It goes in conjunction with the Gemara in Yevamos. And that's a tremendous lekach for all of us, to understand the chashivas, our mission of taking the toiv out of every Jew. And the Baruch Hashem gave us the last, since the Nebuch, since the tremendous mapola that fell on Klal Yisrael last year, Simchas Torah, the Baruch Shem gave us the opportunity to see that in all of these Yidden lies, there's a toiv. Fryer Yidden running to chop a talus cotton. Right? Mothers of hostages who are fry being mafresh chale. So zayin aschus for the daughter. The Yosef ben Meshisa. We see that there's toiv in everybody. And that's our job, to in ourselves, in our children, in our environment. We have to, vayehav, that's our job, to bring out the toiv in everybody. And that's what the Rosh is saying, toiv l'karev.